All right, joining us is the CEO of Hoover Wood Living, and what is unique about this is that Hoover Wood Living is opening Indiana's only elder abuse shelter. And Evan, good enough to join us. Evan, just kind of tell us about the process that you guys went through to open this unique facility for Indiana.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, John. So, you know, Hoover Wood Living has been located here in Indiana since 1902. We moved on Hoover Road since 1970, and we are all about obviously making sure that we are providing the most care possible to Indianapolis's most vulnerable individuals, and those are seniors. We have been in talks with the Weinberg Center out of New York about what this would look like. There's about 15 shelters in the country overall. And when we started researching it, we just started to see that, you know, 1 in 10 seniors are victims of elder abuse. And it's very much an underestimation. It's only typically 1 in 24 cases are ever even reported. So we started to explore it with the Weinberg Center, and we saw a natural need. We started talking with hospital systems, our medical director, APS, doctors and lawyers about truly what they have seen, you know, coming through the ER system or just word of mouth. And as it grew, we were able to see that there was obviously a need for this to help those individuals that maybe don't have a voice. You know, obviously, elder abuse could be physical, sexual, psychological neglect, and obviously financial. So we felt that we would be a great resource to this community to help these individuals out that need us the most.
And I'm seeing that this is that the last shelter in Indianapolis operated was the last year of it was in 1993. So this is the first one in what, nearly 30 years?
Correct. Marion County had one back, and they had about 100 admissions in an 8-year time frame. So you're not going to have too many admissions throughout the course of the year, but when you have those cases, you're really helping out individuals. So so they had it. It left a major gap in our care system. And we are just so proud to be able to have this overall. You know, we're proud of it for many reasons. You know, one of it is the community support behind this has just been tremendous. So the official name, John, is the Shalom Sanctuary Center for Elder Abuse. It's part of the Hoover Wood Living family. And this was made possible by the generosity of the Sydney and Sharon Mishkin in loving memory of Libby Lasky Bender. So the support of individuals that really recognize this was such a key part of this.
So what kind of services and environment are you hoping to provide for patients? I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So obviously, the be able to be in a safe environment is the key part. Part of it also is to try to figure out what this he or she needs. Is it shelter? Is it appropriate housing situations? Is it medical care? We have the business office, we have the social workers, and we have the doctors to be able to be as a team, an interdisciplinary team, to come together and figure out how do we help these individuals out. We have assisted living, we have the nursing home, so we're able to kind of see where he or she may need to go. If those individuals need to be able to go back to the community in independent living or a group home or assisted living, maybe in different areas, we're here to support them. The medical model's there, the social model there. Some of them might need help with grocery deliveries, which we can do. Maybe it's transportation services, which Hoover Wood offers. So there's different capacities that we're able to be able to help out, and the resources that we have will be unique to those individuals.
You mentioned in your press release that you sent out, some individuals can be hurt by caregivers and by family, and there have been some disturbing stories across the state recently of caregivers abusing their privileges and really their jobs of what they're supposed to do. Is there some sort of screening process or anything that you guys can do to make sure that you have nothing but the best in terms of caregivers that can take care of the elderly?
Sure. So one of the key things about partnering with the Weinberg Center out of New York is really staff training. We have devoted our time about 4 times a year, and honestly, as needed, to make sure that our staff is identifying those individuals that might have physical, sexual, emotional, even the financial abuse. So we have the staff training. We have experts from APS coming in here. We have critical care nurses at Hoover Wood that could help us identify when they see it. Some people might not be able to pick it up. The ER system will help us out to identify those individuals that maybe had abuse. You know, 2/3 of these abusers are typically family members. And then you have the caregivers that are with them all the time. Some kids live out of town and they might be able to see something when they come visit. And the pandemic obviously has let that less and less of those visits. So we're going to be able to identify those individuals upon admission, and also the whole screening process when they're in the ER. Now that the hospitals know that we're here for them, there's a special tool that we're able to see what are those needs, the social service assessment, the medical assessment, to make sure we're identifying those needs for those individuals.
Well, the state has no other facility aimed at a provide like this. Do you think that there might be an expansion in other facilities outside of Marion County? Because I'm sure some of our Network Indiana affiliates would love to know about that.
So one of our goals here at Hooverwood and myself is to make sure that this is not just kept here at Hooverwood. We feel that we are going to be able to help others replicate this service. I truly believe that this is a community must have. And what we want to do is be able to help other individuals open these type of shelters in South Bend and other areas of Indianapolis. This is really important. Part of our job is not just to take care of people at Hooverwood, but it's to help other people in the network to really make sure that we're identifying these throughout Indianapolis. So I think if they need help with it, they could definitely reach upon us here at Hooverwood Living, and we'll definitely be able to assist them. This process was very special for us, because today is obviously National Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and we're excited to be able to help others out. It's not just about helping people inside our facility or in the community neighborhoods. It's to help others out as well.
If people want to learn more about the Shalom Sanctuary Center for Elder Abuse or Hooverwood Living, how do they do that?
Yes, you can please visit our website, hooverwood.org. You can also give us a call. We're here to help those individuals out and really navigate this process. You know, we're learning along the way. So if they have any questions, they could definitely reach out to myself, Evan Lubline, at 317-251-2261.
All right. I think that just about covers it. CEO Evan Lubline from Hooverwood Living. Evan, is there anything else I've forgotten that you'd like to include?
No, just there's this affects 5 million Americans each year over the age of 65. And I think today is kind of the first day in this fight to stop elder abuse. And we are just thrilled with the community support, the board support. So we're here to help others out. And please spread the word of this great service to help those individuals. We hope that we don't have to have any admissions this next year, but we also know that's a long shot, unfortunately. So we're here to help people out. And just a special day here in Indianapolis.
All right, Evan, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.